My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Everyone, I hope everyone is back, and I hope everyone is getting ready for a good weekend. You know, they're coming off a midweek weekend, and now they're going to have another weekend here. So hopefully it is something that is productive and safe, and something maybe you've been planning on for a while that I think will make a dramatic difference. And I think a lot of us are starting to, get used to the weather. But if we're going to get used to the weather, that means we need to be more prepared. So make sure we're drinking plenty of water, taking our electrolytes and doing all that stuff, because it's really, really crucial these days. Tuning in through the week, you can hear the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And I bring you the best guest in the industry, and we always have the relevant topics, the things we should be talking about, the things we need to talk about. And in many cases, maybe we're just feeling a little awkward and we don't talk about some of these things as much as we should. And we dramatically should talk about our health, and we should find practitioners and people that have the knowledge and the expertise to talk back with us. So the search is very, very important. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes really good sense. You get the knowledge, you get a full service environment, you get the most up-to-date people with the up-to-date testing and the knowledge, as well as having the highest quality products, the great prices, and it's all in a full service environment. So things are easy to find, questions are easy to achieve, and when you leave, it's great peace of mind that this time around you did something great. And then you can visit them during the journey, and then once you've achieved your great health, they'll help you maintain it, and that's a wonderful thing. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. So there's a lot of information out there, and it's changing daily, almost by the second. So there's a lot of people out there that are fighting the fight for us, and they are dramatically making sure that we have what we need to start, you know, starting our journey and then actually seeing some kind of a benefit. So I think it's really important. Today we're going to be talking with Dr. Darren Starkey, and we're going to be talking about what's going on with the heat and some of the wonderful things we can do. Sometimes we end up reminding a few things, but you know what? These are things that kind of haven't been driven home all during the warm weather, because they're things that we forget, and then people suffer, you know, with heat stroke and with just being overheated in, you know, in general. And it's such a very, quick fix. Little background on my guest. Dr. Darren Starkey is a board certified naturopathic physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Community. For the last 27 years, he has been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and his role at Trace Minerals within the body has become a standby important location for him to be in, because I know his knowledge is being pulled in a lot of different directions. While the soil and that much of the world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure the proper nutrition, is something kind of a driving force that Dr. Starkey is fighting against. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within our field as well as the general public on the building blocks of using this and using quality things and using a healthy diet and eating right and also getting these nutrients in our system in a quality way. I think Dr. Starkey has learned a long time ago that when you have the right products, the changes are monumental. And he always strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals. And throughout his career, he has done many, many radio programs that have focused on this area of expertise. He is continually searching for a way to educate people on the benefits of minerals and trace mineral supplementation and the task they have in overall nutrition. So we're definitely going to get some great information with Dr. Starkey. Help me welcome my guest, Dr. Starkey. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's we're right smack dab in the middle of the warm weather. So
I looked up this morning just to put myself there, and it looks like we're looking at about 109 degrees this afternoon, right?
Actually, we're looking at 110.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So it went up a little bit. So, yeah. And we got a couple of 90 days next week, and it's going to cool down a little bit. But
isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It gets to 90, and we feel like it's a cool-down period.
I know. But, you know, it's something we're used to, and, you know, it takes half the people in Las Vegas asking other people, was it this hot last year? And every person
right.
says, yes. And it's the same people that around November, December, they're going to say, wow, was it this cold?
Was it this cold?
Yeah, it's the same people. I think they've just kind of put themselves into that category. And, but every year they have to be reminded.
Sure. I think that's human nature. I think that today as a society, Jeff, we're very reactive. You know, we love to, you know, eat what we eat, drink what we drink, play like we play, and then when something gets thrown into the mix that makes it uncomfortable, we start asking the proper questions. And I would express to the listener today that nothing, absolutely nothing, replaces water. And yet at the same time, it's those beverages that the first ingredient is water that we probably need to avoid, especially during the heat of the summer.
Well, and I think a lot of times we notice little bits of the heat kind of taking us over. Like we start to notice our skin is wrinkling a little bit more. Our hair is getting a little bit more brittle. You know, our fingers and our hands and our forearms start to show a lot, you know, of problems. And the first thing we do is we reach for something that we can rub on that does make your skin look a heck of a lot better. But we know that that's very superficial. And if, without having proper minerals on the inside, you're going to have that same look in an hour or so, or definitely
sure.
by the end of the day.
Sure. You know, I would say, you know, a great, especially when we take off our socks or our shoes and we see the indentations, pay very close attention to those. If they don't dissipate within just a few minutes, it's a great indicator that we need to hydrate.
Yeah.
I think the body gives us some wonderful warning indicators, but sometimes they're so subtle that if we're not paying attention, because I think we take a lot for granted. I mean, it wasn't until I was in a chainsaw accident, which we've discussed before, that, you know, bending over and putting on my socks meant anything. But after that experience, I'm not kidding you. I every day I put on my socks, I am very grateful for the opportunity to do it pain-free. Mm-hmm. I look at things just a little bit differently. And sometimes it's not until we're lying in the ER and they share with us that we're dehydrated that, and of course, once that cost comes out in our insurance that we start to, you know, feel the pain of something that can be so basic and so simple, but it comes with a great cost. And in some cases, Jeff, as you well know, every summer we lose some young athletes that are at the prime of their lives because of dehydration issues. And to me, that's such a, you know, my heart goes out to those family, the parents, the grandparents, I mean, everybody involved in these young athletes' lives that for literally pennies on the dollar, pennies, we should still have those athletes here as a family member.
Well, the wonderful thing about your, about the company in general and the philosophy is that you bring a lot of things to choose from.
Sure.
And you've provided so many things for people to choose from that there is something there for everybody that's going to fit the bill, whether they're doing the liquid concentrated trace minerals or whether they're doing the power packs. And I have to tell you, I'm seeing people carry more and more power packs with them these days.
Oh, good.
And I see them putting in water bottles.
I think that has to do a lot with what you are doing, especially in your community. And I mean, there's no one that I think probably takes more power packs than Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
But you've also benefited from it. And at the same time, things that work for us, Jeff, you know, we're willing to discuss them and stand on the top of the rooftops shouting it, because it, literally, for pennies on the dollar, we should not be experiencing some of the crisis that we are right now during the heat of the summer.
Well, and I think a lot of people still have a little bit of that mentality, thinking that, well, I have water, I'll be fine, or I carry water with me all the time. That's my favorite one. You know,
yeah.
I always carry water. Well, do you drink it? Do you just carry it? You know, so a lot of people know they're not drinking enough water.
Right.
And when you show them a half a gallon container and you wanted to drink one or even more of those a day, they're just like, oh my goodness, that's a lot of water.
Right. Well, I think that if we put this in perspective again, you know, 90% of your blood, lymphatic fluid, saliva, it's water. Nothing replaces it. 85% of your brain, 75% of your tissue, and 30% of your skeletal is water. And yet, I have to ask a question again, Jeff. You know, were we designed to live on bottled, filtered, distilled RO water?
No.
You know, that's so foreign to our bodies, but yes, I know it's clean and it's filtered and it doesn't have the, but we have to put those minerals back into that water to make it useful and usable by the body.
Well, I have filtered water in my house, but I drink out of the hose at the corrals.
You know,
a lot.
We do what we have to do, but you know what? I have to say something here, Jeff. How old are you?
Old.
I know that that's a loaded question.
I am 58.
And you've been drinking out of that hose for how long, Jeff?
Probably 58 years.
58 years. And, you know, when you were a kid, I know that we've shared this story before, mm-hmm. but when you were a kid, what was on the dinner table for beverages?
Water or water.
And after, you know, after sporting events?
Water.
And before you went to bed?
Water.
And yet, what changed?
Where
well,
the water...
You know, what's changed today? I think that marketing has destroyed our health today because of what we believe and what we see or hear. And to me, we have to get back to the basics. Water, water, and more water, because it hasn't. Our bodies haven't changed chemically, just like, you know, of course, what you've been doing for 58 years, and I think you're a pretty healthy specimen to be able to say that, you know, going back to the basics is critical here today.
Well, I think that it's just, you know, after you've drank water for such a long time, you just start to, you start to crave water.
Sure.
And, you know, some people have to be told every single day to drink their water. They're just not water drinkers.
That's right, because it's boring and tasteless and, you know, but at the same time, I love when people start putting the concentrate trace mineral drops back into that bottled, filtered, distilled RO water, and it mm-hmm. starts to taste sweet to them, or they have different definitions for what they've discovered in their water when they remineralize it and how their body responds to it. And to me, that's it. They've got it. But we can't stop doing it until, you know, we get back to drinking groundwater, spring water, creek water. Now, I don't know about you, but as I travel this country, Jeff, and around the world, I look at these different, you know, river systems and creek, you know, through some of these communities, and I would not put my, I would not put a cup in it and, you know, and say, there's my minerals for the day.
No.
So I think that what we, what we're at, you know, where we're at right now is that we have the knowledge. We know how to remineralize. We just have to put what we're most comfortable, because oftentimes we're scared to death of our environments.
Mm, I agree. You know, I was out over the weekend, you know, over the last holiday, Wednesday, you know, and you saw people carrying water with them and that, and you saw people that were getting ready to go to the park, and I got notes from a lot of people saying, yeah, we're taking water, but we've got our electrolytes, and we've got our power packs, so they were sending me notes to let me know.
And you know what? That has to make you feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
Because I since Wednesday, since our 4th of July, you know, which of course has only been 2 days, but the questions coming into my office today and the stories and the experiences from these individuals, you know, having faced that dehydration issues and, you know, throwing up and body cramps and all the wonderful things that go along with dehydration and their visits to the, you know, and the one thing that I guess the number one word that keeps coming up in these conversations, you know what it is? I forgot.
Oh yeah, that's.
I forgot to take my power packs. I forgot to take my, you know, my max hydrates. I forgot. And where were they? They were either in their suitcases or their bags or left in the, you know, in the shelves at home. But I think that again, it comes with a very expensive price tag when we forget to put these electrolytes, especially on really hot days like you're having today.
Well, and sometimes we even forget to take them at bedtime, and we're already in bed, and we're just too lazy to get up and go to the bathroom and take them.
And it's not until you get into that night cramp that wakes you up, and, of course, you can't. You have to wait until it passes before you can even get to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we go through such pain to remind ourselves that we have control? We have to remember we And I love to bring this up, Jeff, and I know that there are probably those listeners that keep rolling their eyes at us, but we lose between 2.5 to 3 cups of body fluid a day just by breathing. You don't have to go outside. You don't have to be athletic. You don't have to, you know, your job, your employment, I don't care what you do, but we lose 2.5 to 3 cups of body fluid a day. Just by breathing. So through respiration, perspiration, urination, defecation, of course, that wonderful time of the month for those women in that part of their lives, there is a constant, steady flow of these electrolytes coming out every single day. We have to put them back in. And then we put heat on top of that, especially the heat that you're, you know, 110 degrees. Think about the output that your body, and of course, the it doesn't matter what you do, you sweat. We have to put those back in, and to me, that's going back to the foundational health. These electrolytes, especially in Vegas, is an absolute critical piece of overall well-being.
You know, I think one of the things is, you know, it's harder to get people to understand trace minerals in the cooler months of the year because,
sure,
you know, you don't see the visible signs of dehydration. Many of them, if they start getting a lot of urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections, it's easy for them to understand it. But, I mean, for the rest of us, it's really not. So I talk about them as much as I can in the spring and summer because I know people are wrung out. They're hot. They're
right.
Dripping. They're wet. They want
right.
Something to tie it all back in together. So then it makes good sense. And then once they get on it and start feeling differently, they don't want to go off of it.
Right. No, I think that, again, it's sad to me that we have to go through a painful experience, but pain seems to be the motivator in our society today. You know, a painful muscle cramp that lasts for, you know, in some cases, these individuals feel the remnants of that experience for, you know, a week. And yet they forget as soon as the pain is gone that, remember, I don't know about you, Jeff, but you've been breathing since the day you were born, and you haven't stopped, right?
Nope.
And yet, I would say to, I don't care if you're a teenager or 105 years old or even 5 years old, you know, these mothers have an amazing, we have a lot of products, as you had mentioned, whether it be, you know, for children, we have 12 different flavors of those power packs that a mother, you know, a caregiver can choose from. And what I love about those powders, Jeff, is that we can dose them. We can cut them in quarter. We can cut them in half. We can three. Whatever. You know, I love mother's intuition. I love caregiver's intuition. They know. Follow that gut instinct, and you can break it down, and you can give this to your young children or your aging parents. But and of course, we have other products, especially the liquids that can be diluted into, you know, preferably water, but we can put them in basically anything, protein shakes, smoothies, juices, fresh squeezed juices. I love to put them in, you know, anything that our children are willing to consume. We can mass those electrolytes in them and protect them throughout the entire day.
Well, you know, and the variety makes it, you know, you can't really get bored. It's not like you're having the same flavor every single time. You could really deviate and really go into a situation where you could try something different every time around if you're going for the flavors. And you may find that you like a lot more of them. It's kind of like going to the grocery store and starting to eat vegetables. You know, you could try a different vegetable and cook it and prepare it and see how you like it. Google it up and see the easiest way to prepare it. You may find that you have a taste bud for more than one vegetable.
Sure, sure. I love what these mothers do with these power packs. We're finding that they're doing them with our Max Hydrates. Are you familiar with that product?
Oh, yeah.
So we have a Max Hydrate, and then we have a Max Hydrate Energy, and then we have a Max Hydrate Immunity. Yeah, each one of them, of course, come with a different, just a little bit of a spin, but I would say to the listener, the main emphasis is on electrolytes. So that comes in an effervescent. But what I love what these mothers do is that they'll take a power pack or one of these effervescents. They will literally put them in a glass. Well, of course, in this case, they'll mix them up, and then they'll pour them in. And I used to love this as a kid. You know, my mom, of course, didn't use electrolytes to do this with. She would use punch, you know, to make those popsicles that I don't know how many kids have that wonderful experience, but these popsicle makers where they just pour them in, put a little, you know, popsicle stick or, you know, of course they got quite creative over the years, but, you know, these mothers are putting these electrolytes into those trays, putting them into ice cube trays or putting them into popsicle trays, and of course when their kids get hot and they come in from outside, they hand them a popsicle that's full of electrolytes and they eat them down like kids do with popsicles, and in the end, what are they doing? I think it's a wonderful benefit in ice cubes to give to our teenagers or our adult children. And when I say adult children, whether that be our aging parents, but what a wonderful way, what a wonderful delivery system that we can give back that's fun.
Well, I have a friend of mine, and they had to drive from the West Coast to the East Coast, and she took coolers, they took freezers, they took extra water and snacks and made up things for the kids, and, I mean, she planned really, really well, and they had a certain amount of time they would drive every single day, and she made popsicles, and she made popsicles with the power packs.
Yep.
And she put them in with water and a little bit of juice and, you know, chopped up strawberries and things like that and put them in there and froze them. And she made a whole bunch of them, and she said they were fantastic. And when they got to where they were going, you know, they were staying with family back there. She made a whole bunch more, you know, for while they were there because it was real humid back there. And she said they are just a godsend. The kids love them. They know there's minerals in them, but they love them.
Yep. And I don't care how you get them in, as long as you're getting them in. Even though, you know, I've done that drive a couple of times throughout my life, that East Coast to West Coast and West Coast to East Coast. And even sitting in a car or a van all day long is very taxing on the body. You don't have to be an Olympic athlete to need these electrolytes. And I assure you that emotional strain on the body and mind, calls for an increase in electrolytes throughout the day. So, again, we can't overemphasize the need for these electrolytes, whether, again, you're extremely, you know, active or inactive, you still need your electrolytes during all year long, but especially during the heat.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual health care needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic aged garlic extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen. Zyflamen is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamen has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamen for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Stay Healthy, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and the oldest independent health food retailer, brings a lot to the table. Obviously, longevity, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection, great prices, all of it in a full-service environment every single day. Go in and see what it's worth. Let us like to work with a local retailer and, you know, meet these amazing people because they are on the ball and they are so knowledgeable. They are available to answer questions and help to steer you in the right healthy direction, because there is a lot of work involved and there's a lot of misinformation out there. And sometimes people can spend a lot of time and a lot of money heading in the wrong direction. With just a little bit of guidance, they can make a dramatic difference. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out the webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read all the industry articles. And, of course, take time to print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to their wonderful post and information that they do every single day for the Stay Healthy store. We're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey today, and we are talking about minerals and how important minerals are and how many of us are running around in a deficit. And my question came up, if you are someone who drinks a lot of water and you drink big bottles of water all day and you carry them with you and you drink them, what is the best amount of trace mineral liquid to put in your water every day per, let's say, 32-ounce bottle?
Great question. I would say taste preference, Jeff. Uh-huh. Every single one of us has a different preference,
sure.
And typically with these minerals, because there's no additives, no preservatives, no sweeteners whatsoever, it comes down to taste preference, because what you might be able to tolerate in a 32-ounce and what I might be able to, enjoy in a 32-ounce might be, be two completely different numbers. But I think that, that concept, an apple a day that kept the doctor away, it's not what the apple tastes like. It's what the apple once offered, and I believe that that's applicable to these minerals, is that put them in so that they're enjoyable, that you enjoy drinking that 32-ounce right to the last gulp, and you never taste those minerals, and I would say that that would be the preference.
Mm. And how do you adjust that for children accordingly?
Well, with children, they're a little bit different. Of course, if they taste it to begin with, they're done drinking that specific water, right?
Right.
I like to, especially with our younger children, we recommend, for every 5 pounds of body weight, focus on one drop of the minerals.
Oh,
and that way they
okay.
can, a mother can put that minimal amount into, of course, we're not going to see our little ones carrying a bottle of water. If they do, they're extremely educated. But at the same time, each time a mother or a parent gives their child a glass of water, they can put it into that, specification and be able to remineralize their child throughout the entire day.
I just had somebody chime in. She said she uses the Power Packs and the Trace Minerals in her water bottles during the day, and she takes the magnesium tablets at bedtime. Wanted to know if that was okay.
Well, in this case, again, the worst-case side effect would probably be a laxative response.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, listening to your body, our individual bodies, I don't think that that's an unhealthy situation,
mm-hmm.
by the way. I think that... please forgive me when I say this, Jeff, but I think everybody needs a good mineral bowel flush. I think we'd be kinder to one another. I think we would sleep better. I think we'd have a better mental clarity. But at the same time, again, listen to our bodies. Our bodies know best.
I think you're right, 100%. And listening to your body is really, really important. And I don't think we do enough of that. Oh, and somebody chimed in. She said she made big pitchers of lemonade. She had an outdoor party for the 4th of July, and everybody was just drinking lemonade like crazy, non-alcohol lemonade, she said, but they were drinking it all day long, and she said that there were all kinds of good stuff in there. There was trace minerals in there. There were pocket packs in there, and as it went down, I added more and more of the natural lemonade and ice, and she said, I went through like 3 of the 5-gallon containers, and she said everybody had a great time. They were in the water. There was some alcohol drinking, but a lot of people drank the lemonade too. She said, and nobody was exhausted. Everybody was in the heat and in the pool, and she said it made really, really good sense. So she said, I thought I'd give it a try this year.
Well, that's a great point of interest as well, is that alcohol consumption during the holidays. I mean, we're in the middle of the week. We have a day off. We push our boundaries a little bit. And remember, that alcohol is a diuretic. It
sure.
pulls these electrolytes from our bodies. So it's important not only to do it during to remineralize throughout that time period, but also at the end of the day to reestablish and balance so that we can recover quicker.
I just thought it was clever that she did that. Because, I mean, I hear about a lot of the landscape guys that are out
sure.
here, the tree guys and the ones doing all the sprinkler systems. A lot of them are doing it. A lot of them listen to the show, and a lot of them go in and they get their trace minerals and their pocket packs. And, they just know that they can't work if they're wrung out.
Right, right.
They're learning.
I think that, again, the symptoms of dehydration are very similar to those of the flu. Now, I'm not stating to those that, feel sick not to go and run, and of course support, especially those aging parents, to you know, to get them the help they need. But again, let's not allow our bodies to get to that point. Let's hydrate properly. Let's put those electrolytes back in. And, you know, to me, this is the enjoyable time of the year. It should be enjoyable for, you know, family events. And just like what Sheen mentioned, you know, everybody was out in the sun. They were in the pool. They were having, you know, not once did we hear we had to stop, you know, our activities and run to the, you know, run to a medical support center. I love the concept there is that she was doing her part because of her knowledge to put those electrolytes back into her family and guests and make it an enjoyable day.
You know, I think, you know, one of these things we have to keep in mind is, you know, it's easy to be around the house and to mix what you're mixing and have everything on your countertop and put in your water bottle. But, you know, you want to do a little bit of planning when you're out on a hike or you're camping, because you can always get water where you're going. But being able to mix it and have the mixers to put in and bring in those water bottles to distribute it between the people that are there. A little bit of planning, but boy, I'll tell you what. You're going to have a much more enjoyable time.
You know, let's talk about those planners, Jeff. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me that, you know, they don't think about the day, you know, that they've been planning for it. Usually they spend days, if not weeks, preparing, right?
Sure.
I think that emotional stress is just as, you know, damaging on our electrolyte loss as the heat is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whether you're out in the heat, but I think that, again, you put all the variables in place as to what rob us of these electrolytes. I think our lifestyles today are pretty intense when it comes to electrolyte loss as to what we put our bodies through.
Mm. Yeah, I think I agree with that. I think that the wear and tear, the mental anguish, it catches up with us.
They don't call it the silent killer for nothing, right?
Yeah, this is very true.
And yet at the same time, who, you know, if we go back to the basics, and I know you're the same way, Jeff, when these individuals come in crisis, you know, we go back to the basics to start the healing process or the educational process, and oftentimes they look at us as though we've just lost our minds. You know, when we ask the first question, how much water are you drinking? And they look at us as though, you know, you're not the right person I should be asking, because what does water have to do with anything? I'm in a crisis, and I would say to them, water is everything, and without it, it doesn't matter. You know, crisis begins in that dehydrated state. So by emphasizing these electrolytes, especially from a, you know, whether we're sitting down at a meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or we're preparing ourselves for bed at the end of a long day, we have to do our part throughout the day, or it's just a matter of time, and it's inevitable, you know, it's inevitable that we're going to run into a health crisis.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's just, it's the one thing that we never thought about, you know. It's taken such a long time for people to wrap their mind around vitamins and herbs and things like that. And they finally have wrapped their mind around that. And now minerals are gliding up to the front as well, as they should. And people are starting to say, you know, how important is this mineral stuff? You know, I get some in my multi. Aren't I covered there? No. You know, so minerals have become very, very important, and I'm glad, but it did take a long time, Darren.
Yeah, yep, it has. And in fact, in 27 years, I think that there's never more, you know, in my opinion, there's never been a more critical time for mineral, you know, balance than at this point right now, is that we've been taking, I mean, the number one, if you really look at it and break it down, Jeff, the number one selling supplement in the entire nation and has been for a decade are multivitamins. But I would ask the listener to think about it. They've been taking a multivitamin, but do they still find themselves in crisis? We have to make some changes. And, of course, like you said, that change has been very, very slow, but we're starting to realize we need more electrolytes. We need more minerals to our overall well-being, because you love to point this out, Jeff, and I think it's important that, again, if these minerals are not found in that soil to begin with, they're not in our food. Mm-mm. And if they're not in our food, it doesn't matter what we're eating, they're still not going to be in our body. If they're not in our body, of course, we call that deficiency, and we have to resolve that deficiency.
Well, you know, I have some guys that I know that train pretty heavy.
Sure.
And they've been training using Gatorade for a long time, and you know, and every time I would talk to them, they would still be wrung out rags and exhausted. And I said, have you guys ever thought about trying something different when you train? They said, well, what'd you have in mind? So I told them. And, you know, they said, well, you know, it's warm, we're running outside, you know, we'll try something different. So one of the guys went in, he got a couple boxes of the pocket packs and a big bottle of the trace minerals. And they decided that they would each, in their bottles, put a couple there, you know, put about 20, 30 drops of that in there, and then put the nice good water in there and carry it with them while they were working out. And every one of them came back to me and said, this is dramatic. And I said, well, you've been using all the Gatorade stuff. I said, have you realized that it was just sugar water with a hint of some kind of an electrolyte? They said, this was amazing. We felt better. We weren't cramping. We weren't tired. We didn't sweat as much. We were much cooler. And I said, that's great. So they'll be doing it that way moving forward because they saw and felt the difference. But a lot of people maybe don't know still.
Well, I think that we all understand that our knowledge, our personal knowledge, is our ultimate power and our health, right? Mm-hmm. And when you hear personal experiences like that, Jeff, what does that do to your knowledge, knowing that these type of athletes are getting results? So whether we're working with an Olympic athlete or whether we're working with a professional couch potato, these dramatic experiences continue to take place, and I hope that they share that not only with you, but I assure you that to these individuals, especially these athletes, are sharing it with those that are closest to them, and usually that's how that ball starts to roll. And again, please, if you're not an athlete, that's okay, but please, you know, take, you know, going to stay healthy, ask them the questions about these electrolytes, and they'll lead you to them. And in the end, please keep a very close personal watch on your own personal health. Keep a health journal and find out what it's doing for you. And I hope that once you experience it, you don't stop.
You know, the other thing is, and I mentioned this many times, if you have older family or you have older friends and they live alone, check in on them once in a while. You know, pick up a box of the power packs. They do really well with these. Take them in and tell them to open up a packet in water a couple times a day. And when you're there, kind of do a visual look around. Are they keeping themselves up? Are the blinds drawn? Are the dishes done? Are the garbage cans overflowing? I mean, kind of take a check around, because sometimes they get so tired they just forget to eat, and there's no activity there at all. You know, so if you have someone like that, ask them out to lunch, see if they need to go to the grocery store, you know, open up the windows, water the plants for them, you know, maybe clean up the kitchen a little bit, but show them how to use those power packs, have them a couple times a day. It will make a big difference. And a lot of them, you know, they're on the budget, so they're not running the air conditioner, trying to save time and money, and their places are 100 degrees, so you know, they dry out, then they get tired, they don't drink enough water. So stopping in on them is a good thing, checking up, and maybe bring in a box of some trace minerals or one of the boxes of the power packs, and just something to, you know, make them think a little bit more. And if they know you're going to be checking in on them, they'll make themselves get up and get dressed and do what they have to do.
No, that's a great suggestion. I think that watching out for one another, and of course I know sometimes the hardest people to influence at times are our own personal family members. The ones we love the very most are usually our harshest critics.
I agree.
And yet, if we care enough to help support them and they experience a change, I hope, again, you document those changes and use that against them when they stop taking it. Because it's amazing to me, Jeff, when they get, you know, when they get great results, oftentimes they think, well, that problem has come and gone, so I can quit. I can just stop. I assure you that heat will keep coming day after day, month after month during that time of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would we ever stop? We have to maintain consistency.
Do you find people on the east coast of the country that have the heat and the humidity do as well as us out on the west side, where we get basically just heat?
No, I think that, again, it's quite fascinating to me. So I was just out in fact, we were in Vegas. I probably should have given you a call, and I apologize for not doing so, but we were at a trade show just recently. It was 107 degrees, and I noticed something about me, Jeff, out here on the East Coast, because that's where I live. You know, when it's hot outside with that humidity, we drip with sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Yet out on the West Coast, I was dry as dry could be, but I know I was sweating. I could feel it. And I think that the dryness and the different types of condition, because if you were to come out here right now, Jeff, in this type of heat with the humidity, you would think that something was wrong with your body, because it would be dripping off your nose, your clothes would be soaking wet. And yet, going back out to the west, that air, that dry heat just keeps you dry. You know, it's so hot it kind of burns it off before it ever hits your clothes, I think, because even though I felt that I was perspiring, I didn't see it. It was quite nice. But needless to say, on both sides of this country, that heat will take its toll on our health. We have to address it. We have to stay on top of it. And yet at the same time, please don't allow your body to get to that critical point where you end up in a place where you just do not want to be because of our dehydration and electrolyte loss.
Well, I took extra with me when I went down to Florida, and it was humid.
Yeah.
It was really, really humid. And I did great. I had no trouble, no problems at all.
Were you soaking wet in the middle of the day?
Well, it was raining, so we were all wet.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and then it stopped raining, and then it was just sticky.
Like being in a sauna at the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
When that heat comes back out and the sun shows. Even though, again, you have to keep, even though it's extremely humid, we still have to keep that body extremely hydrated, because, again, it's just a part of our defense mechanism. That's how we cool down, and yet we have to replenish. Because, if these electrolytes are being lost and we're not putting them back in, remember, your body has to rob from the cells, the tissues, the organs, and eventually your bone just to maintain the homeostasis of your blood. So let's stop the robbing process from within, because it's happening, it's occurring. We just have to feed that machine. And you've heard me say this before, Jeff, we're all designed to be Lamborghinis. But if we don't stop treating ourselves like lawnmowers, we're going to end up in a place where we just do not want to be. Let's get back to what we were designed to become. We just have to put the tooling back into that machine and let our bodies respond accordingly.
Well, I think the thing we have to remember is that, you know, this is easy to do, and the benefits are vast and beneficial. And if we think it's going to take a lot of time, it's not. You know, we just have to remember that, you know, this is available. It's easy to do, and it's something that we should be doing anyway, just like drinking water.
Absolutely. You know, so when you stop to think about it, that's one thing I love about Trace Minerals research and what they've tried to accomplish here, is that, you know, we try to give everybody an option. Whether it be our young or our old, we give them options to choose from that we hope that they can find a good fit, whether that be a tablet for that individual that just doesn't like to mix anything, or they have extremely sensitive taste buds. We have the electrolyte stamina tablets. We have the liquids that, of course, if you're on a low carb, or you're trying to cut all the carbs, or you're trying to take out all the sugar, we have products that are designed for that have literally no sugar additives, nothing. And then at the same time, for those that have taste preferences, we give them options that way. Or if they like that effervescent, you know, so literally you can find all these products that stay healthy. It gives you options to choose from, and we hope that you'll take our challenge. And that challenge, Jeff, is that if you don't feel a noticeable change or difference with these products, just bring it back. We'll give you a full money refund, no questions asked.
Well, I think they're awesome, and I talk about them all the time just because of the fact that I think that they're great. And I think we could learn a lot by putting something in such a minute amount in our body that is monumental in the way we feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I guess we can't talk about it enough, Jeff. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to share these products with your listening audience, and hopefully they'll act on it and experience it for themselves, and I hope they share that information. I love when they call in and or they share emails with you as far as their personal experiences, mm-hmm. because ultimately that's what's going to keep these products moving, is that, you know, the family members sharing it with other friends and family members as to what they've experienced. And oftentimes that's the best advertisement we can possibly experience, is our personal loved ones sharing what they found works for them.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being here today. Happy Friday to you. I hope you'll get a little time off this weekend. And thank you for being back here. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you for the invite, and look forward to the next.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Jeff.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. All their products are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I'm a big believer in the liquid trace minerals. I think they're awesome. I love the power packs. 12 different flavors, so you really can't make a big mistake. They taste awesome. Put them in your water bottles. Have them with you at work. You could just open them up and put them in your water when you're starting to feel sluggish and kind of feeling run down, and you're used to reaching for caffeine and sugar and all that other stuff. Try doing the electrolytes. I think you're going to find it to be amazing. True to form electrolytes, true to form trace minerals, and they make a dramatic difference. Use them at home, use them when you're outside, use them when you're traveling, use them when you're, you know, in the car driving around, getting in a hot car. We just perspire and we dehydrate very easily. So, you know, walking outside, being in the heat, going in the cold, back in the heat, back in the cold, we dehydrate more. You know, this is just a great way to keep those muscles from getting overly tight, cut down on cramping, you know, support your heart, help your digestive system. They're just great products to choose from. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and honestly, they're the oldest health food retailer in the Las Vegas area, and they do it right every single day. They make sure that you have what you need to be able to get the job done effectively. They make sure that you need anything that's going to be healthy. They're going to steer you toward it. If you've got questions, they're going to answer them. They want to make sure they'll listen and kind of give you a little guidance, because sometimes we're running with just a little bit of information and we need a little bit more to kind of aim us in the right proper direction. Because you could be doing all the right things for something else, but maybe not the right things for what you're trying to do. That's what questions are all about. That's what conversations are all about. And that's what you'll find at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Now, Stay Healthy, visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Marge just started her new basket at the store. It's a Hyalogic gift basket. You have to come in and say, I want to enter to win. I'll let you know as soon as I know about the drawing, but it's a $200 value for Hyalogic, and you just have to come in and enter to win at the store. And it's great. And I think a lot of people come in to win. They maybe come in a couple times during the month, and they can throw a slip in there every single time they come in. Don't forget to tune into the show Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage for on-demand downloads of the show. Just click on the archive icon, pick the show, listen to it when it's good for you. This is drjeffreyburke.com. Have a great day, everyone. Don't forget to hydrate. Be well. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.